Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. This
yes.
is Tom Falcone. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, I have a question for you.
Certainly.
I had an issue with, I guess, my mortgage company reporting me late. And we have proof that we sent all the checks in on time at the same time. Is there anything I can do to protest that?
So could you explain that again to me? There's like the phone broke
okay.
up a little bit there.
Okay, what we have is we have online banking set up that every month at the same time,
mm-hmm.
the check goes out to the mortgage company.
Right.
For whatever reason, we've been doing this for 3 years, 4 years, whatever we had the mortgage.
Okay.
We had no problems at all. In the month of September this
mm-hmm.
year, which it was 2 months ago, for whatever reason, the check went out the same way. I talked to my bank. There is no explanation why they shouldn't have got it.
Interesting.
And I've been talking to them since then, and finally, after the check doesn't cash in within a period,
right?
They put it back into my account.
Okay.
Okay. So now the.
Is it showing that you're two months behind, or?
No, we're not behind at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they didn't get that
direct deposit, basically. So you have like an ACH set up where they're just pulling from your account each month, correct?
Yes, correct.
So,
but it's to my bank, and my bank says, you know what, you didn't do anything wrong. You sent everything in right.
Mm-hmm.
And for some, whatever reason, it wasn't done. Now, as soon as they told you, you corrected it and made it right. So why would they report you to the Bureau of...
The Credit Bureau?
Yes.
You know what? It seems to me that seems like a very, very petty reason, considering that none of it was your fault. I don't see a reason
not
too.
Not only that. We've been in contact trying to resolve the issue too.
Right.
With the bank.
So that doesn't make sense to me why they would do something like that, especially to a customer.
What can I do to? Is there anything that I can do to?
I would. So have you talked to, I guess, the highest up person possible with that organization?
Well,
yeah.
I try to, but they won't let me. They say, no, you talk to us, and that's it.
Interesting.
It doesn't make any sense, like I said.
That doesn't. The only other thing I could think of would be, you know, trying to send an email to someone higher up or just, was it like a manager or something they had you talk to? Because that's weird. You know, with something like that,
well,
I would put...
I actually end up talking to collection, but how can it go on collection if it's only, and we've been talking to it. Matter of fact, I've been talking to them and I said, look, we're having this issue. I want to make sure that, and they told me that this will not be reported because we're working together.
Yeah, so their word is not good at all then, it sounds like.
Well, apparently not. That's why I tried to call them yesterday after your guy told me that there is an issue.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to, and they said, oh, no, there is nothing we can do. That's it. Yeah. So that's why I'm calling you, if you know there is anything that I can do.
You know what? Let me look into it for you, Tom, and see if I can get some solid answers for you. It may not be today. I'm in the office for about another half hour today, but I can certainly reach out to you first thing in the morning and see what I can come up with so we can help you resolve this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Will that work? No problem. Hopefully I can come up with a solution for you.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.